WEXE, Acra, Catskill, Hudson.
Oh dear, I really want to go upstate.
Well, I gotta put some gas in the car, you know they're still rationing down here.
Oh honey, I wanna go up and see the 20-somethings upstate. They can't get jobs and they're not washed. I'm going to bring a washcloth and a bit of my favorite lavender soap.
Oh, I love that lavender soap, honey. It really smells delicious on you.
Oh, think of how it will smell on the 20-somethings. They are so cute when they're sleeping in their cars.
Battlefield Earth, every Tuesday night from 9:30 to midnight on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Underwriting support is provided by Tobacco-Free Action of Columbia and Greene Counties, working to protect children from tobacco marketing in stores. The more kids see, the more likely they are to smoke. To learn more and find out how you can help, visit www.seenenoughtobacco.org.
Oh, I think
that's so much better. Dude, so does that mean we were on better. The whole time? Oh my God.
Okay, so let's start that all over again. Okay. This is something to talk about. We've been talking for about a minute. We didn't hit the proper buttons, but I think we're okay now. You're listening to Something to Talk About here on WGXC 90.7 FM. Holly Tanner is not here. You guys are used to hearing her do the intro. And she's not here. She's a busy, busy gal. She will be back in 2 weeks. And I reached out to my good friend Andrew Lauren Resto, who's here in the studio, who'll be co-hosting with me all hour long. Andrew,
ta-da!
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, so many things. So many things. Justin, thank you for reaching out to me. And I'm so excited to be here.
Well, you're a national treasure here in Hudson.
Thank you.
We love you.
Thank you. Well, it's very exciting to be here in the new digs of the radio station, and I'm so thrilled to have been part of the refurbishment and repainting of the area that's now being used. And I think this is such a terrific example on how a community can come together on so many different levels and make something, instead of it just being an austere, distant landmark, have it still be vital in the center of town.
Well, and that's a really good point and something for everybody listening to keep in mind, because we are in the midst of our pledge drive here at WGXC. And for those reasons and many more that we'll probably touch on throughout the hour, this is your time to help us. If you enjoy all the different shows here on WGXC 90.7 FM, please help us out. Right now, we're at about $14,000 that we've raised, and we are in extended mode. The pledge drive has been extended because we didn't quite get the $25,000. That is the goal. So we are in the extended mode here at WGXC, hoping that you folks will please be kind and donate today. You can do that a number of ways. First, you could call. We have many people here manning the phone lines, don't we, Andrew?
Yes, we do. We have banks and banks of phone lines. Absolutely. It's like the Jerry Lewis telethon, live from the center of Hudson.
They are swinging from the chandeliers with headsets on.
Doing backflips, stalling, can we talk?
Yes. So that phone number, if you want to call and pledge a wonderful donation to the station, you can do that by calling 518-697-7400. Andrew, why don't you tell them where they can go online if they'd like to donate?
If you'd like to go online, you can go to wgxc.org/donate. And that's where you go, wgxc.org/donate.
And if you are trapped in the Stone Ages, like I have been my whole life, you can still send a check or a money order. You can do
The post office is right across the street.
It is. If you don't want, you can run it over here, but if you don't want to see us for some reason, for some really weird reason, like if you're on medication.
Or if I don't have my makeup on yet, that's always terrible.
If your face isn't on, you can go over to the post office if you like, and you can mail your check or money order to WGXE Care of Wave Farm, 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. And I did, if anybody saw my Facebook post this morning, I did say, whoever donates the highest dollar amount between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. today, you will get a special gift from me or Gargantua. So keep that in mind. There are some perks to donating.
Yes.
Not just listening to wonderful live entertainment.
That's
true.
Brought
to you by Something to Talk About and the wonderful shows like the Drive Time Radio Show and the Eclectomaniac Show that happens. You'll have to check.
Never mind just those show, though. What we really have to do a shout about is that this is also a wonderful venue for people to test out pilots of shows, concepts, things like that.
Well, you're perfect for that. Your show.
Yes, yes, which I'm redeveloping. One of the things I'll touch on today is what has taken me away from the radio station as far as what I've been busy
doing.
Yeah,
we haven't seen you in a while.
But I am very grateful to WGXC for giving me the opportunity of my platform. The feedback I got on Life After 50 in the Hudson Valley, the second half is the best half, is really great. I have a follow-up.
And that whole title, just for you guys listening, that whole title was his name of a show.
Yes. That alone was the show. But there have been many, many others that I have been exposed to that I've enjoyed. And remember, folks, that this is one of the rare opportunities to where your entertainment is a reflection of where you live and who you are. Because we are your friends, your neighbors, and your coworkers.
This is true. And we're happy to have you, but when you were thanking everyone, you didn't thank myself and Holly because we had you on the show.
That's right.
You were the spinoff. One of our spinoffs.
You were my Schwab's Pharmacy on Sunset, and I was just a simple young Lana Turner.
We picked you up out of the streets of Hudson.
Literally as a crossing guard.
We brought out the hook. We took you out of the streets of Hudson from crossing guard
duties
and put you in the chair. Gave you a microphone.
And maybe where I am today, a naked rollerblading Batman down Warren Street.
We did. So onward and upward. And like Andrew said, this radio station is wonderful at allowing people the opportunity to test themselves out, test out a show. If you have a show idea, if you're listening and you don't hear something that happens on this on this radio station, and you want, you wish that it could be, you can make it happen. All you have to do is just come here, talk to Lynn, talk to Alana, tell them your idea, pitch them. I mean, it's not like you're auditioning for America's Got Talent. They're going to probably say yes.
But if you want to.
Yes. I mean, anybody can have a voice. I mean, everybody has a voice. It's just a matter of, making the steps and making it happen. And Hudson is wonderful for, allowing people a voice. And this radio station is amazing for allowing people to have a platform and be heard. So once again, our pledge drive number here at WGXC 90.7 FM is 518-697-7400, or you can go online at www.wgxc.org/donate. Okay. Well, it's raining and it's windy outside. Weather with Weaver has taken a bit of a hiatus.
Yes, why is that?
I have lots of moving parts, Andrew.
You do.
You've seen a few of those
yes,
parts.
Yes, you do. And and also, can I say you look wonderful? I know you've been going through some health bouts, and I'm so glad that you found your way through those.
Thank you. I have. And, you know, dealing with the loss of a couple dear friends.
That really hurt me for you, yes.
Yeah. So I'm, you know, then pride, of course, and yes. That takes all of me.
Yes, and you're in training now for tennis.
I'm in training for tennis. That yes. The Liberty Open tennis tournament yes. is coming up this weekend down yeah. at the Billie Jean King National Tennis Center in Queens.
Who wasn't she the mistress of honors for Pride in the City?
I don't know. I
yes,
didn't
she
see
was.
That.
I believe so. I remember seeing the pictures.
I should know that.
Yes.
Somebody should revoke my gay card.
Oh
I
my goodness!
I don't know everything.
But I just wanted to give you a heads up that my glamalicious sister is dying to meet you. This is Oria.
Oh, I've seen her picture. She's yes. gorgeous.
And she just recently won two championship tournaments for charity out west at, I believe, was the John Wayne Tennis Club.
Well, good.
And
well, maybe we could play.
She wants to have a match with you.
I would love to.
I would love to do that for charity. Are you kidding me?
Well, let's make it happen.
I would love to do it
let's
for WGXC
it.
And something else.
Absolutely.
That would be so cool.
Well, we'll finish up the tennis thing quickly. I just wanted to say that I am honored because after all my work down there at that tournament for, well, this will be my ninth year, I'm finally the number one seed in the tournament. Thank you. There are 32 guys in the tournament. I'm number one. I have my first tennis match on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. And the wonderful Tim Martin, the sports writer from the Register Star, has done a marvelous article on me. I haven't seen it. I don't know anything what he's gotten in there yet. But it's going to be coming out in this Friday's Register Star. It's going to be in hard copy. And it's going to be digital online on the Register Star on the Hudson, what is it called now? Hudson Valley something. But look for that article. Thank you, Tim.
Well, wait a minute. Before you go away from this, I am yes. curious on one thing. How old were you when you got the tennis bug, and when did you start getting into tournaments, may I ask?
Oh, well, I've talked about this before, but a good story.
Yeah.
When I always hated tennis, but when I was 15 years old, some kid in my class told me that I would never learn how to play tennis because we had to take it in gym class. And the coach, of course, matched me up with the kid on the tennis team. And he was a popular kid, and at that point I wasn't. And he hit me a ball, and I hit it way over the fence. And he started making fun of me, telling me I would never learn how to play tennis. And I didn't really want to learn how to play tennis other than the fact that he told me I would never learn how to play
really?
Tennis. So that is the only reason that I picked up a tennis racket. I told my dad what happened. When I got out of school that day, and he brought me back when Ames, I don't know if you remember Ames Department Store and Jamesway, they were open.
Ames and Jamesway, yes.
And my dad got me a tennis racket.
How nice.
And every day after school, I just started marching myself down, my portly self, down to the from the Hudson High School down to the middle school, and I would just start hitting the ball against the wall, and I basically taught myself how to play.
Well, it's interesting, and a note for everybody to remember that you're never too old to pick something up and have it become a special therapy and a conduit for another window in life. My sister Oria, when she went through a divorce at the young age of 19 going on 20, was going through a depression. And we had gorgeous tennis court facilities in the North Hollywood Park, a public park that is in the center. It's now called Amelia Earhart Park.
Oh.
And she started with that and really was swept up in tournaments actually within about 3 years. And to give you a concept of time, this is when Chrissy Everett was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes these things become our own therapies.
That's back when she was Chris Everett Lloyd.
Yes.
Before she dropped the Lloyd.
Yes, exactly. And only had the little flip thing working.
Well, now that we're talking female tennis players, and yes, you're right. It's never too late. And, you know, that story definitely is a testament. I mean, I'm sure there's many more.
Yours, yeah.
Yeah, many more things that we don't even know that we're great at until, you know, later on in life. So I'm excited to find out what they are. But I just want to say, Serena Williams, now that we're talking tennis, and we've been talking tennis, I don't know if you've heard that, you know, she was out of tennis for over a little over a year because she was pregnant.
Yes.
And she's since made her return to tennis this year.
Uh-huh.
we had her in the French Open, and the French Open decided not to give her a seed. Now, these major tournaments, they give a seed to the top 32 players in the world. And pretty much if your ranking is 1 through 32, you're going to get a seed, 1 through 32. Your seed is your basically mm-hmm. your ranking. Wimbledon is happening mm-hmm. next week. And Wimbledon has said, you know what? I don't care that Serena is ranked around 200 in the world. We are going to seed her because, you know what? Women should not be penalized for being out of the game because of pregnancy. So instead of Serena not having a seed and most likely having to face one of the top players in an early round, Wimbledon has jumped the ship and said, you know what? We are going to seed Serena number 25. And I was wondering what your thoughts were on that. Do you think she should be seeded and given that this preferential treatment?
Well, it's not preferential treatment because this is a simple problem that's in the headlines today that people are becoming more and more aware of is, you know, paternity leave is important. And when a woman has done such an amazing thing like carrying around a bowling ball for 9 months –
and when winning Wimbledon from 2016 and 2000, she's a defending champion.
But let's just put it on a more common thing. If she was just the manager of Walmart,
right?
You know, I think it's terrible that women are penalized for taking these leaves of let's say more than X amount of time. And she's proved herself so much. I think it's terrific, and the statement that Wimbledon is making is great. I think it's a great PR move. Because you know, if you want to get women interested in women's tennis, saying that you know you're
you don't have to choose
yes
tennis or having a family.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. And it's just too often that women get the short end of the stick when it comes to professional sports, like for example, where the professional women soccer players, which are every bit as good if not superior to their male counterparts. They get fake AstroTurf, whereas the male players get real grass, and it really makes a difference in their strategy.
Why do you think that is?
Because they just don't feel the interest is there. I think it really just comes down to that, and that it's just a marginalized thing about women getting the fuzzy end of the stick. Women's soccer is still considered pretty new. I don't think it gets the ratings that men's soccer does.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they just allow that. But the sad point in there is how it does hamper the player. It AstroTurf for soccer causes abrasions and burns that real grass does not. And so it really does make a difference.
Well, that is a strong argument, and I just wanted to remind everybody, we have lots going on in the studio today. There's doors slamming and people running around. We are in the midst of the pledge drive. We have to keep on letting you know that. It's called the Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive, and the phone number to call to donate is 518-697-7400. You can donate online at wgxc.org/donate. Or you can mail a check or a money order. I sense another door slamming, and it just slammed. Yes! but don't slam the door on this pledge drive, people. That's a good segue, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're going to send your check or money order the Pony Expressway. That's WGXC, care of Wave Farm, 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. We just had an election.
Yes, we did.
We had election. Let's talk election.
Yes.
It was the Democratic primary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I've talked about this before. I was an independent because I really don't like any political affiliation for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm my own person and I'm always that very independent person.
Mm-hmm.
And I was an independent, but I realized a couple years ago when I tried to vote in the Democratic primary that I couldn't, or the primary, I should say, for president, I couldn't because I was an independent and only Republicans and Democrats could vote.
I think
I have that right, yes. So I was like, well, I guess I'm going to have to change my party affiliation. So I changed to Democrat. And I voted in the Democratic primary yesterday. And it turns out the person I voted for won. Looks like it was Antonio Delgado. Uh-huh. And he won by a percentage of 21.9%.
What moved you to vote for Delgado?
He was the hottest. I'm just being serious. You know, I'm really not. You know, they all say similar things. And
yes.
I was talking to the older gays in Hudson. I was talking to the younger gays. And it seemed as if the older gays were rooting for Gareth Rhodes.
I voted for him. I'm really old.
I was waffling back and forth. The younger gays were going for that Brian Flynn.
Aha. Uh-huh.
But me being me, I'm like, whose mug do I want to see on the TV or hear from if they're elected? Of course, I want to go for the person who's hot. So that's unfortunately where it's kind of dwindled down for me. If you're cute, you get my vote. No, you have to have some substance.
I was going to give you the Vapid Award, honey.
Maybe I'll get that with the Pride Parade Awards. You never know. Hopefully they have a Barbie doll for
me. Oh, by the way, you were amazing in Pride.
Oh, thanks. So were you, Batman.
Thank you.
We made it in the Advocate magazine.
I've never been gayer. I'm official. I am certified. I am so proud.
Our gay cards have been restored.
Are you kidding me? I can go home right now and just pee glitter.
I did already. But yes. Yeah, so now that I guess what. All right. So I'm gonna test myself out with my political awareness.
Okay.
So now because Antonio Delgado beat all the other guys and gals, Antonio Delgado is going to face John Faso, the Republican incumbent.
Yeah, who said he would never vote out Social Security. All the things that the Republicans did that he said he wouldn't do, he did, as I'm understanding it from people that are really following this and from what I see that I peep in on. For me, what I liked about Rhodes was the backstory seemed approachable. I think what I'm hoping for is somebody that actually knows how to be administrative, you know, how to put the operations together. And I think they are often not the prettiest ones in the bunch, but I would like to see some effective efficiency happen in government.
Well, that's across the boards for sure. I feel, you know, what I like to do, everybody looks good on paper, you know, when the elections are happening, whether it's a presidential or local election, everybody says what they're supposed to say. Everybody's pretty even Steven on paper. And then once they're in that job, boy, you see what's going on and you see their true colors. I just wish that people would stick to, you know, people are going to find out if you didn't tell the truth based on your job performance. So why not just say what you mean and mean what you say? And it's kind of gotten me a little, you know, I just go with a gut feeling at this point because a lot of them say the same things. I just hope that, you know, Delgado does a good job, you know, and the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah. Yeah. And pudding can be pretty foul.
Well, look at Bill Cosby and Jell-O pudding. I mean,
yeah, it doesn't make sense anymore.
This is a pledge drive, folks. I do hear phones going off the wall, so people are calling in. That is wonderful. Again,
that's just asking to move your car, right?
No. Oh, no. I put the quarters in the meter. The number here is 518-697-7400. You can go online and donate, www.wgxc.org/donate, or put your check or money order, or we'll take a string of pearls, and then we'll just hawk them and throw that into the radio station vault.
Good pearls.
You can send that to WGXC, care of Wave Farm, 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. We are approaching the halfway mark in about 5 minutes. I'm going to play a song, but what have you got? You got a lot of note cards there. What do you got? You got some topics you want to talk about?
I would just like to let people know what I've been up to, and I would like to brag.
Oh, good. We love bragging.
About the wonderful young people of Hudson and the wonderful young people of Catskill.
Stay in that microphone so you can brag
this
loudly.
This year, Catskill has been really winning my heart. Yeah. The changes over in Catskill have been very exciting for me to witness because I'm not from here. So I never came here with any preconceived ideas, notions, or history of what's going on in this area. And the past 10 years, I would say, have been pretty exciting as far as changes and growth, and I think mostly for the better.
Yes.
So I've been with a colleague of mine at AmeriCorps, Mr. James Moore, and I have been collaborating with a Michael Hawksby at the Mental Health Association of Columbia Greene County, who has spearheaded a wonderful after-school program for about 9 years now that this year we took to another level with a theater program.
Oh, yes, that's right. You borrowed one of my wigs.
Yes.
Well, actually, one of Lisa Wood's wigs, but yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yes, okay. Yes, yes, exactly. And that has gone someplace that has been a real thrill to watch. And the children at Catskill Elementary are a special treasure to work with. Mm-hmm. And it's had its challenges because it's just an after-school program. You know, it's not for a grade. This isn't Fame. They didn't sign up to be, you know, artists of the theater. But seeing them grow has been really great. So
and this is all through AmeriCorps?
This is through several grants.
Okay.
And so the after-school program in Catskill is very special. It's a lottery program. And unfortunately, it only has space for 85 children, but they get a response of about 450 that are interested in this after-school program that takes care of the kids 5 days a week till I think around 6:30 at night, 7 o'clock. So for working parents, this is a blessing. They don't have to, it's free. And so it's really exciting to be a part of this. We give the children balanced meals through the elementary school. Again, it's a partnering of what we've been doing. So our first play that was very exciting to watch the children choose was The Santa Interviews, and it was a children's play about interviewing a new cookie supervisor.
Oh.
The second thing that came up from that was really great. And that
photo op.
and that
a lot of
is,
don't go anywhere because I'm going to need you to help me with the music.
And that is what the note cards are about. So what I did was I threw an Academy Awards party for the kids, and they all wrote speeches, and I wanted to read to you some of the speeches.
Ooh, I think this is a perfect moment for us to take our musical break, and
sure.
We'll come back with the speeches.
Yes.
Okay, once again, you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. This is Justin Weaver along with Andrew Lauren Resto. You're listening to Something to Talk About. And in honor of this blazing heat wave that we're getting this weekend, I thought it would be just appropriate to play Heat Wave by Martha and the Vandrells. So, with Alana's
wait a minute, let me get my fringe.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Yes, and that was Martha and the Vandrells with Heat Wave. And once again, you're listening to Something to Talk About. I'm your host, Justin Weaver. Our lovely Holly Tanner is the busiest person in the county, and she promises to be back in 2 weeks, filling in for Holly and doing quite a great job, is my dear friend Andrew Lauren Resto. Hi, Andrew.
Hello, hello, hello.
So you were telling us before the break that some of these acceptance speeches from the kids...
Yeah, I wanted to give the children a melange of an experience. Like a little taster's tray of the party of what acting is about, what theater is about, what it is just to, you know, get up and do something and have people watch you do it in a basic sense. So I also wanted to see what I could do as far as incorporating some sort of a gratitude message and awareness with the children. So what was really exciting for me to see is that we had a shift, and, you know, there's all these different things that you can do in these programs. So I had lost three kids that decided they wanted, for example, I guess, to go to kickball or baseball club or something like that. And one of them was half of a twin. So I was very concerned about the other half of a twin as far as how he would interact be on his own, because the other two that I had lost, one was the other part of the twin. The other guy was kind of like the ringleader. So they were like this little trio. Mm-hmm. And when you, you know, pull them apart, you kind of wonder, well, you know, who do you really have to interact with? So he really blossomed as a person. I think it's the first time in his whole 8 years of being on the planet that he has ever been an individual.
Okay,
good. And not been, you know, Avery part of the twin.
So do you have an acceptance speech from him?
Yes. And let's so he wrote it all on his own, and he said, thank you for the award. I really appreciate it. I had little Academy Awards, especially the character that I played. It was an amazing experience, and I now want to be an actor when I grow up.
Aww.
And even though I only had three lines, I appreciate it anyway. Thank you for giving me the best day of my life.
Look how you're beaming. So this really means a lot to you to have that impact on the kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's killer. It's killer.
Going from crossing guard, taking care of the kids, to now this acting troupe.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. You're doing great work.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to wind that part of things up to where it's expanding. I'll be back next year, and I'll also be doing it with, on Tuesdays, I'll be looking to do a fashion club, fashion design.
Wow, that's wonderful. So there's a lot for the kids in the community. We always hear that there's not anything for the kids to do. So we do have things.
Let me underscore that this is, when I am there, this is like 3 hours of no cell phone, no screen time. This is imagination time. Let's talk. Let's get it going.
It's important, especially in this day and age, that kids can think freely, you know, and they're not warped by the TV and all the horrible things that they see on the news, that they can let their own imaginations run wild.
Yes. It's really great watching them have this little taste. That's no pressure. There's no grade, you know.
Is there anything like this in store for the kids of Hudson? I know you're doing it in Catskill.
I'm looking to grow this program as best as I can. Uh-huh. I'm in talks with several people. I'm hoping to approach the Opera House. One of the things I'm hoping to do is introduction to Shakespeare with a real Shakespearean actor. And I would like to do an introduction to opera with a real opera singer.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, we have, we're getting compliments all over the place.
Oh.
You're getting a compliment. They love how you sound. You're doing amazing. Great job. Thank you, Vern. Vern's tune in. That's the Drive
Thank
Time
you.
Radio show. I should tell you, maybe reaching out to, hold on, where did I have this? I had... you know, how about Oakdale? They have a summer camp.
Yes. Oakdale. That's your mermaid status place.
Oh, Oakdale. That's where I took the polar plunge. So this is a good tie-in. You know, I'll help you because I have connections with, you know, different, you know, kids organizations and
things.
Thank you, so yes. I think this is a great thing for you to, you know, make happen here in Hudson. But I want to remind all the parents, I did see this online today, that Oakdale Summer Camp is happening from Tuesday, July 9th through Friday, August 17th from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. All registrants must have completed kindergarten. I think I did. I skipped kindergarten. I was just too good for kindergarten. Please, you have to include a record of your child's immunizations. You can get more information by going right to Oakdale. There is a form. I think I saw it on Vern Cross's Facebook page. I don't have a number. Oh, wait, yes, I do have a number. Okay, for anybody with more, if you have, if you need more information or any questions, you can call Oakdale, 518-828-0017 in order to get your kid registered. And they do great things over there at Oakdale.
By the way, I have to interject something for, especially for a lot of people that are new to Oakdale being a wonderful blessing in the middle of Hudson. I was there for the first season that I was involved with AmeriCorps about 3 years ago, the day after the water had just been tested. So FYI, that water was rated just one tiny notch below drinking. That is a very good watered pond.
Yeah, I mean, people look at it and they say, oh, well, it's got moss, it's got this. It's you're right, it is. It's clean, it's been tested. It's
yes.
I grew up there. Look how I turned out. You know, I took swimming
lessons.
I
thought that
there.
Was by the power lines. But
well, there was that electrocution thing that happened.
There was that summer camp by Indian Point, right?
Folks, if you like what you're listening to, please call us. We are in the midst of the Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive here at WGXC 90.7, hands-on radio. If you like what you're listening to, and by the looks of it, actually... we've lost $5. Somehow somebody has somebody has retracted a $5 bid. I don't know what we said. I think I just need to refresh the screen. Somehow we lost $5. Anyway.
We're going in the wrong direction.
We're going to be doing this show live in my living room next week. Anyway, you can call us. I'm sorry, whatever I said.
Maybe it was the door slammer that did that,
it
man.
It could be. We are at 13,000. 13,000. Oh, 13,395. Okay. So we're trying to get to $25,000, people. Please help us. Call us, 518-697-7400. You can donate online, wgxc.org/donate. Or you can do the Pony Express route and mail your check or money order to WGXE Care of Wave Farm, 5662 Route 23, Accra, New York, 12405. Now, that's hilarious. Now, we were talking. I played Martha and the Vandrells,
Heat Wave. How to survive a heat wave. Very important thing.
Yes, I think it's important. You know, a lot of people, they get confused. You know, when it's hot, you know, your glasses are there. They get confused. What do I put on? What's an SPF? How high of an SPF should I, you know, apply? What do I do? So SPF, we should start off with that. SPF is an abbreviation for sun protection factor. And what all the professionals recommend is that you have a 30 SPF or higher. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you look at it in terms, this is just from me reading some of these articles about this. Because I am nervous, I am going to be playing in the tournament down in New York City, and it's going to be approaching 95. It's going to be hotter up here.
You should be nervous because actually, it's not so much the temperature, but the humidity percentage that can really do a number on you without realizing it, because you don't make up for the extra amount of water that you need because you don't even realize how much you're sweating. You just get into this humid. sweat, moist, right. swamp foot mold.
Well, Saturday, luckily, I mean, it's going to be up to 91 degrees, uh-huh. but only 52% humidity. So that's not that bad.
No, that's good.
Sunday down in the city, it's going to be 90 degrees with 58%, and that's uh-huh. still okay.
Yes, that's very and then doable.
Monday, the last day of the tournament, it's going to be 86.
The tennis gods are with you.
Yes, and the humidity 63%. But yes. up here in Hudson, folks, this is what I'm worried about you guys up here while I'm down there. It's going to be 95
Dear
on
heavens.
Saturday,
uh-huh.
99 on uh-huh. Sunday, uh-huh. and 97 on Monday.
Uh-huh.
So I just figured I would get these tips out here for you
uh-huh.
people.
Uh-huh.
So I found that the skin really starts burning after 10 minutes of being in it without any protection. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So the SPFs are pretty much based. So if it's a 30 SPF,
mm-hmm.
you think of it that you have 30 times 10, you have basically 300 minutes with a 30 SPF. That doesn't mean that you're good totally for 300 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You are asked and pretty much required, if you don't want to burn or have heat stroke or heat exhaustion, to reapply your mm-hmm. SPF 30 or higher
mm-hmm.
every hour, okay? Mm-hmm. Because you're going to lose a lot of that sunscreen to sweat,
mm-hmm.
okay? So you want to make sure that you're doing that. You're going to want to eat foods like vegetables and fruits that are water-based
mm-hmm.
so that you stay hydrated that way. And if you're starting to get thirsty while you're out in the sun, you've already lost the battle.
Mm-hmm.
You should be hydrating well yes. before. Mm-hmm. So I'm a camel right now
uh-huh.
because I know here uh-huh. we are Wednesday. I'm drinking tons and tons and tons of water.
Let me just add that just because something is liquid does not mean it is hydrating. Vodka is not hydrating.
Yes, you want to stay away from alcohol. Yes, you want to stay away from alcohol. All right, so why don't you give us some tips? I see you got some tips or
I got some tips. One of the things that I wanted to really do a shout out is to those that have inadequate air conditioning, first of all. What you can do is be aware, first of all, of your breeze through and things like that. Little things like keeping windows drapes closed during
yes.
heat times can bring down a temperature inside the home sometimes as much as 10 degrees or more.
Mm-hmm.
Planning where your cross breezes are, really, really taking a look at where your cross breezes are. These are all things that you have to keep in mind because if you're hot, can you imagine what your cat is feeling or your dog?
Or your grandmother.
Or your grandmother, who might be just as hairy as your cat. I don't know. So.
Mine are both dead, unfortunately. So
okay,
they are
well then, yeah.
But that's
so
what that is something to keep in mind. I mean, everybody worries about themselves, but you have to check on your neighbors. Make sure you check on the elderly, because if you're having a tough time during the heat, you can only imagine what they're going through. And your pets, if you see your pets with their tongues hanging out, and that's really interesting to see that with a fish, but no, that fish is hot.
Yeah.
You know, and they're drooling, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta
it's bad mindful. When the fish is sucking up the water. You see the tank go lower and lower.
Yeah. You've got a problem on your
yeah,
hands.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So listen, here's some tips. All right. Just a guideline here, a gallon of water per day, per person, more for nursing mothers, children, and sick people. That's pointed out, non-perishable, easy to prepare foods such as salt-free crackers, all right, whole grain cereals, and canned goods, include a can opener, fruits, vegetables,
yeah.
and hey, it's really great if you cut up your own fruit salad and sprinkle up some sugar in there and freeze that.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised what that does as far as just energizing you and bringing it down. A lot of fructose during this time doesn't help energize you when your body is going through that, by the way. So something overtly sugary isn't necessarily the way to go if it's fake sugars and things Any medications you need, please be on top of that.
And any medications that interact with direct sunlight, you want to really make sure you stay indoors.
Yes, exactly. Sanitary and personal hygiene items.
Well, that's every day.
I hope.
Well, also, you know, people can, they can go into a supermarket. If you don't have an air conditioner at home and it's this deadly hot, like it's supposed to be this weekend, seek out any public place that has an air conditioner.
Absolutely.
And just to give yourself a little bit of, you know, breathing time.
Speaking of supermarkets, I recently had a wonderful value sale moment, and ShopRite has amazing air conditioners. Conditioning prices. I mean, really good stuff for low price. You know, get your fans together, angle your fans so that way you get the most out of the room circulation. Sometimes by holding a fan up to, like, let's say a wall, we'll have it reverberate better than just having the fan reverberate through the room.
Well, also, you know, my family, I think we used to do this, but I read if you don't have an air conditioner and you put your box fan up in the window, a lot of people will, they think that if you put the box fan with the fan blowing in, like, so you can feel the fan in the living room, that works. No, you want to do just the opposite. You want to turn the fan around. And you want to blow the fan so it's facing outwards, because it will be blowing out the hot air and it will make your house cooler.
Very good to remember. Now, on this little list here, it says, you know, make sure that you have infant formula handy. And
even if you don't have a baby.
Even if you don't have a baby, and diapers, if you're into it. And then and then there's pet food to remember. Now, this is weird. It says you should have a torch or flashlight. I don't know if you're Fred Flintstone going through a heat wave over here, dude, but I would hope that you could get a flashlight a lot easier than a torch, whatever that means.
I think that is from Wikipedia, so that one might have been just snuck in there by
I don't get the torch, but
running amok.
Yes, a first aid kit. One would help, hope a cell phone. all right. Extra batteries, moist towelettes opposed to dry ones.
Yes, when I'm hot, I look for batteries.
You do?
No. Not at all.
Toilet paper, garbage bags for personal sanitation. I don't know where they're
going.
You're
stuck on the sanitation thing.
I don't know where they're going with that.
Well, I have a better one. You want to dress lightly. Lighter colored clothes, preferably white, will help your body stay cooler.
Yes.
Because, of course, the darker the colors, the more the sun is going to absorb that.
Yep.
And it's going to be all over your body. And
yes.
You don't want to be in a cocoon of heat.
Yes.
So you want to wear light fitting, loosey goosey kind of clothing that are light colored, because the light color clothing will reflect the heat and the sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
We're just trying to protect you folks here at Something to Talk About. I'm here talking with Andrew Lauren Resto.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Justin Donald Weaver. We have a two syllable. So we're looking out for you. We want to give you some tips going into this dreadful weekend, heat-wise.
And I think these are tips also that you really have to revisit if you're planning a trip out west like I am. A lot of people forget where Las Vegas is, and the fact that your body does go through a drastic change when you leave a climate like ours and you step off the plane in Las Vegas, Nevada, and it's 120 in the shade. There's no shade.
It is so funny that you just mentioned Las Vegas, Nevada, because my next little piece of fun factoid information that I have relates to Las Vegas, Nevada.
Uh-oh.
Did you know that you can now get married at Taco Bell? In Las Vegas. In Las Vegas. Oh, yeah. It's right when you walk into this Taco Bell. You can walk into this Taco Bell. You look up at the menu, and right there is get married, and it costs $600.
What? How many tacos do you get with that?
You get a 12-pack. You get a 12-pack of tacos. I'm actually considering this, folks, because this is the cheapest way to go. The $600 Taco Bell wedding package includes Taco Bell champagne flutes. That say just married. You get just married T-shirts.
The little chihuahua that says Yo quiero Taco Bell.
You don't get the chihuahua.
Oh, come on! They have for $600.
Yes, I thought you might get like a chihuahua stuffed animal, but that's not included.
A real
in the
one for $600.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, that's all you get.
Yeah.
You get a Taco Bell bow tie and garter.
Oh well, who could live without that?
Really?
Yeah.
You get a Cinnabon Delights wedding cake.
Okay.
And you get a wedding bouquet made of sauce packets.
I mean, that sounds awful. Can you imagine being an evil bride and squishing that at the bridesmaids?
Well, then you're going to want the Diablo sauce packets, right? Or the fire sauce packets.
Oh, my God.
So they're not done there.
No.
Wait, it gets worse.
What happens at the honeymoon?
Well, the package also includes a full ceremony and an officiant.
Yes.
And your first meal as Mr. and Mrs. Oh, well, they don't say Mr. and Mr., so maybe they're against it. We'll have to look more into
that. Well, I think they're assuming.
Your first meal as a married couple, we shall say, will be a Taco 12-pack. And what are your thoughts on the Taco Bell wedding?
Nightmares.
Well, no,
nightmares.
No.
Does it come with Beano for the
Well,
for
that's
the honeymoon?
What I was going to say. That's nightmarish.
You know, I mean, what does that hotel room smell like?
Yeah, who wants to consummate the marriage after that?
Oh, my God.
I don't know how people do that after eating anyway.
I don't know. It's like, and when, you know, and speaking of which, you know, and the rings and all that. So instead of may I have, you know, your fingers, will you pull my finger? You know?
Jesus.
Yeah, I don't even know where you go with that, but listen.
Somehow the $5 is back after the pull your finger comment.
Yeah.
We got the $5 back. Yay. Thank you, listener.
Yeah. Love is love. And if that's how you found it, okay. And, you know, what can I say? I think that that would be a unique wedding. I have seen online pictures of people getting married at Walmart.
Yes.
That's odd.
I've seen pictures of everything under the sun happening at Walmart.
Really?
Yeah. I can't talk about it on the air, but yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're in the food frame of mind, so I don't know if you want to talk about this. This is a hot button topic.
Yes.
We have about 6 minutes left here and something to talk about. Just a reminder before we go into this probably final topic. We are in the midst of our pledge drive, and I'll let Andrew Lauren Resto, our co-host for the day, do the due diligence in letting you know how to donate.
Okay, please take that pen right now. Ooh. And take this number down.
Yeah.
Pledge drive number 518-697-7400 or online at wgxc.org/donate. wgxc.org/donate. Remember, your pledge is very important for keeping this wonderful venue open of self-entertainment for me and Justin.
Yeah. And it is tax deductible, people. It is deductible.
There you go.
You know, while you were talking,
yes.
I was looking around the room, and you do have an option, people. If you want to just call and leave a 3-minute recorded message for a future broadcast. So if your goal your whole life was to be heard on the radio, but you don't want to quite have a show, but you want your voice to be heard, you can call in and leave a 3-minute recorded message for broadcast at a future date by calling 518-291-9492. So that's just a little fun fact to put in your pipe and smoke.
There you go.
Or just put in your hat.
There it is.
So we were on the food topic when we were talking about the Taco Bell wedding.
Yes.
And Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Bless her heart.
The president.
Is it true you're going as her for Halloween?
Oh, that's a good idea.
You should. I mean, you'd have to let the leg hair grow out a little bit.
Oh, my God. I
and your beard. But
the comments made on Something to Talk About.
Well, I just want to be accurate. But
we are not responsible for our guests' commentary.
Well, you know, it's like.
Well, I was Monica Lewinsky, so I think it's of that same ilk.
Oh, I think so.
Yes.
You know.
But in
everything
the news.
You have is still more feminine.
Well, I thank you. Girl Gantua thanks you.
Yes.
In the news, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is the spokesperson for Donald Trump, she was denied service. Actually, she was eating, and then the owner of the Red Hen restaurant in Lexington, Virginia, came over and asked her and her husband and her party of, I think, 8 or 10 people to get up and leave, that they were not comfortable with her and her party eating there. And without incident, she very nicely and calmly got up and left. And the servers and the whole staff was just uncomfortable. She's very recognizable. They don't agree with her.
I can't believe that Sarah isn't uncomfortable, because if you have ever walked through a restaurant, many of them, as far as support staff, are of minority persuasion, shall we say.
Well, and that's the reason, you know, because yes. there are lots of minorities, especially working in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the uncomfortable feelings came from.
I mean,
from.
Being Sarah, I would be like, is this really an oyster or a loogie?
You know? I don't think they serve oysters at
I'm
the
just
Red
I'm saying
Hen.
That I would be very self-conscious about making these very bold statements and then stepping into certain arenas. That's all.
Right. Well, I guess now she's she has a whole team protecting her, and she's been victimized. And, you know, I can't say that I agree with what happened there. But
I don't. I really don't.
I also don't agree with a business being able to deny a gay couple a wedding cake based on their religion. So, I mean, two wrongs don't make a right. But if you want to be in support of a business denying a couple a wedding cake based on their sexuality, then you can't then defend somebody for being denied service because of their politics.
And by the way, the restaurant has been vandalized with human feces being flung out that the local fire department had to wash off. You know, it's really interesting, because I have to sit there and bring this back to the Hudson Valley, and all I can say is I see a lot of interesting people here that have tattoos of Confederate flags and things, and I just got to give everybody credit here for being very, very civil overall that I've seen, you know? And
yes.
I don't know if I would do that. I have to say that I've eaten at Kozel's.
We say Kozel's around here.
Well, whatever. you know, I'm not from here. You know, I've eaten at El Flaco, just down the road.
Yes. That's Coyote Flaco.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever, you know. I don't think it's very Hudsonite. I don't know what else to say. I don't think it's very Hudsonite. I've had great times at American Glory. I've had great times at the Red Dot.
Yep.
Our beautiful diversity here of coming together is really interesting. People are mourning Cafe. Was it Savoia? That just left down on
Savoy is down on Warren Street. Yeah.
And a lot of people forget that the reason why
we have 19 seconds
that existed was because people were excluded from other places. So we come together here in Hudson.
We do. I think this town, this city, all the people are a great microcosm and an example for the rest of the world. We just want to thank you. I want to thank.